CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammy McCormick with the senator returning from El Salvador after meeting with Kilmar Abrego Garcia. The administration is stepping up its accusations about the man who was mistakenly deported.
This is the man that the Democrats are wanting us to fly back from El Salvador to be a happily ensconced member of the USA family.
Reporter Linda Kenyon at the White House.
A judge had protected Garcia from deportation, citing a threat from El Salvador gangs. But the Trump administration deported him anyway, citing a clerical error. President Trump, though, maintains Garcia has no business in this country.
This man is according to certified statements that we get, is a very violent person.
And the president says that's not all.
He's an illegal alien MS-13 gang member.
Many Democrats and Garcia's family say he was not any of those things, and at the very least, he should be granted due process. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, the White House.
Stacey Lynn has the latest on the shooting yesterday at Florida State.
The alleged 20-year-old gunman, Phoenix Eichner, remains in the hospital with significant injuries. But Tallahassee Police Chief Lawrence Revel says once he's released,
he'll be taken to a local detention facility where he will face the charges up to and including first-degree murder.
As for a motive for the shooting that killed two,
at this point, there does not appear to be any connection at all between the shooter and any of the victims.
Five others were injured. An emergency surgeon, Brett Howard, says,
we do feel that all will make a full recovery.
Stacey Lynn, CBS News.
It once provided information on how to deal with COVID. Now, as Alexander Tin reports, you're directed to a federal website that supports a theory about where the pandemic began.
The Trump administration has taken down the COVID.gov website that used to host information on how to find vaccines and test for the virus. That now redirects to a White House webpage listing several accusations made in a report by House Republicans last year, criticizing Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo, former NIH officials like Dr. Anthony Fauci, and arguing that a so-called laboratory leak is the true origin of the virus that caused the COVID-19 pandemic.
If you put off buying something because of the tariffs, you have lots of company, as business reporter Jason Brooks tells us.
Real estate firm Redfin says its survey of consumers over the past week found nearly one in four canceling plans to purchase high-priced items like homes or cars, while another one in three are delaying those plans, with consumers increasingly concerned about inflation and unemployment resulting from the tariffs.
The markets are closed for the holiday. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. The next threat is tonight. Severe weather this morning will be followed by severe weather this evening, with the National Weather Service saying there's a risk of high winds and hail. Golf ball-sized pieces came down further to the west earlier today. We'll break in for severe alerts and have an update coming in the forecast. First Congressional District Democrats will convene in Racine. It's a May 3rd convention at Infocino's Banquet Hall. It'll feature CD elections, platform reviews, and speeches from State Senator Bob Wirch and Racine Mayor Corey Mason. Northbound lanes were not accessible for a short time this afternoon along I-94 in Racine County. Near Highway K, traffic was impacted due to a small SUV on fire in the far left lane. There's no word about injuries. Major construction on Main Street between Gould and Augusta begins Monday in Racine. It'll have the road closed for 2 months with detours via Melvin and Erie. The project aims to reopen before July 4th festivities, with Phase 2 starting in July. Racine County's new juvenile detention center opens May 1st. It'll relocate 25 youths to a new facility with classrooms and mental health resources. The efforts at the Jonathan Delagrave Youth Development and Care Center aims to shift focus from punishment to rehabilitation and education. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Is it game time? Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks face the Pacers in the playoffs tomorrow at noon. Damian Lillard able to practice after dealing with deep vein thrombosis the past month. The story on ESPN.
I'm told he is still out game one. He's going to use the next several days to ramp up. But this is really a remarkable recovery for Damian Lillard, a guy a lot of people thought maybe would not even have came back.
Bucks head coach Doc Rivers.
It's not like he's been injured and working out. You know, he's been injured without working out. That's hard.
Baseball tonight, the Brewers host the A's. In Green Bay, the NFL draft is next week. Will Jair Alexander be back with the Pack? Jordan Love.
That's a great question. Talk to Ja, see what the deal is. But, Ja, he's got his own world going on. I'm going to let him handle his business and see what's going on. But that's my guy right there. He's definitely a player we need back. Just the play style he plays, who he is on the field. I mean, that's a guy we need.
That's Packers quarterback Jordan Love. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Cloudy sky tonight with scattered showers and thunderstorms and lows in the mid-40s. For tomorrow, a mostly cloudy day, a high in the low 50s. Then some showers return on Sunday, more clouds, highs to the upper 40s. With rain chances continuing into Monday, currently at 64 degrees.
Taking the local news, timeless hits, the Beatles on WRJN. I'm Kurt Vollman. Now, I've never been a smoker, so I've never tried to quit smoking, but I know people who have tried, and cigarette smokers suffer more stress than both non-smokers and those who have already quit. According to a survey of 2,250 adults, 50% of smokers say they frequently experience stress, compared with 35% of former smokers and 31% who never took up the habit. The survey also found that smokers are less happy with their overall quality of life. So it sounds to me that trying to quit smoking is less stressful than smoking itself.
Listening to Buck Owens, do, 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 looking out my back door. Tambourines and elephants are playing in the band. Won't you take a ride on the flying spoon? Do, 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 one less apparition, divided by magician.
To Sturdivant, local news and timeless hits.
Just to be with you. Cornelius Brothers and Sister Rose and Treat Her Like a Lady on WRJN. We're less than an hour away now from the 5 o'clock class reunion. Three great songs, one great year. Today we feature the class of 1963. It's going to be some of the big stories and memories of that year, too. You can listen this afternoon just after 5 for the class reunion on WRJN.
Grab your friends and your walking shoes. The Downtown Racine Spring Wine Walks are back May 3rd and May 10th from 1 to 6 p.m. For $40, enjoy 30 stops of wine and beer. Both weekends will be a blast. And if you're looking for inspiration, May 3rd is Derby Weekend. Rock your best hat. May 10th is Mother's Day, so give her the gift of time together. Not just for the ladies, this is a party for everyone. Get tickets now at RacineDowntown.com and explore Racine's historic and hip downtown while supporting local businesses.
What would your community be like without UW-Madison? The UW is one of the country's leading hubs for supporting life-changing research. UW-Madison helps make a healthier Wisconsin, build strong businesses, and win the war for workforce talent, not just in Madison, but across our entire state. Visit uwalumni.com/UW7 to tell your legislators to support UW-Madison in the Wisconsin state budget. That's uwalumni.com/UW7, paid for by the Wisconsin Alumni Association.
Step into Comet Smoke. Comet Smoke has it all. CBD, vapes, Delta 9, premium cigars, accessories, and wellness products for sleep and stress relief. This 420, Comet Smoke is celebrating you with 20% off store-wide. All this week through April 20th. Stock up on your favorites. Open weekdays from 10 till 7, Saturdays 10 till 5, Sundays noon till 5. Comet Smoke, 9549 South Chicago Road in Oak Creek. Additional questions, call 414-865-0980. Comet Smoke wishes you a happy 420.
Step up to the plate with a true pizza pastime, Ferraro's in Racine. Classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, hot sandwiches, and all-star lineup sure to satisfy. April's pizza of the month is a springtime smash. The BLT pizza features an olive oil base, light mozzarella, crispy bacon, and it's topped with fresh lettuce, juicy tomato, and a smooth mayo drizzle. Make sure you grab one before it's out of here. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Spring is here and summer heat is just around the corner. Is your air conditioner ready to keep you cool? A1 Milwaukee Heating and Cooling provides expert spring tune-ups to keep your system running smoothly, saving you money and preventing costly breakdowns. From air conditioners and furnaces to boilers, ductwork, and commercial HVAC, they do it all, including repairs and installations. Call A1 Milwaukee Heating and Cooling today, 414-595-5175, or visit their website, mkehvac.com. Schedule your spring tune-up now.
The sounds of timeless hits and baseball are the perfect combination. Once again, WRJN is Southeast Wisconsin's home of Brewer baseball. Listen as the Brewers go for a three-peat in the NL Central. See the schedule online at WRJN.com.
Lion Sleeps Tonight on WRJN. And now from 1970, it's the Partridge Family. And Partridge Family, of course, a TV show that ran from 1970 to 1974. Only two of the band members were actually musicians. It was David Cassidy and Shirley Jones. They're the Partridge Family, and I Think I Love You on WRJN.
I'm sleeping and right in the middle of a good dream. Like all at once I wake up from something that keeps knocking at my brain. Before I go insane, I hold my pillow to my head and spring up in my bed, screaming out the words I dread. I think I love you.
I think I love you.
This morning I woke up with this feeling I didn't know how to deal with, and so I just decided to myself I'd hide it to myself and never talk about it, and did not go and shout it when you walked into the room. I think I love you.
I don't know what I'm up against. I don't know what it's all about. I got so much to think about.
Hits, WRJN. If you love these timeless hits, you're going to love Lou Regani and Music of the Stars. Before Elvis, before Buddy Holly, before the Beatles, there was Nat King Cole, there was Benny Goodman, there was Glenn Miller, Frank Sinatra, and more. You can hear them all Sunday mornings between 7 and noon. Lou Regani and Music of the Stars on WRJN. And now, let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Northbound lanes were not accessible for a short time this afternoon along I-94 in Racine County. Near Highway K, traffic was impacted due to a small SUV on fire in the far left lane. There's no word about injuries. After a morning of severe weather with large hail reported to the north and to the west, another threat is on the way tonight. The National Weather Service is warning of possible high winds and hail this evening across the area. We'll interrupt programming for any severe alert and have the latest coming up in a forecast. After the closure of the regional Head Start office in Chicago, which does serve Wisconsin, Senator Tammy Baldwin is looking for answers.
Jimmy Koska has more.
Head Start centers in Wisconsin have received less money so far in 2025 compared to the same period of time as last year. Senator Tammy Baldwin said that so far, $34.5 million has been sent out so far this year. Last year at this time, nearly $70 million had been provided. Baldwin said that the 50% decrease in funding for Wisconsin Head Start centers is part of the Trump administration's strategy to defund the program, causing some centers to close.
Major road work is set to begin on Main Street Monday. The first phase in Racine will have the stretch between Gould and Augusta closed for 2 months. Detours will be posted using Melvin Avenue, Erie, and Gould. The road is scheduled to reopen in time for the July 4th festivities and the Lighthouse Run. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
This report sponsored by the City of Marinette, home of the Queen Marinette Run the River Powerboat Races June 7th and 8th. More details at fishonmarinette.com.
Mark your calendars for heart-pumping, exhilarating action at the 2025 Queen Marinette's Run the River Powerboat Races in Marinette, Wisconsin on June 7th and 8th. The action will be nonstop as these high-octane boats reach speeds of over 105 miles per hour. Races kick off on Saturday and Sunday at 12:30 p.m. and run throughout the day. Free for the whole family, this is the perfect summertime weekend getaway. For more information, head to fishonmarinette.com and click on the events page.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Cloudy sky tonight with scattered showers and thunderstorms and lows in the mid-40s. For tomorrow, a mostly cloudy day, a high in the low 50s. Then some showers return on Sunday, more clouds, highs to the upper 40s. With rain chances continuing into Monday, currently at 64 degrees.
It's WRJN. It's Kurt Vollman, and it's time to play Can You Guess? Thank you, Alaska, for giving the world 2.2 billion pounds of this each year. 2.2 billion pounds of what? Well, seafood, of course.
I'm gonna wait
that you'll ever do. Two can be as bad as one. It's the loneliest number since the number one.
Timeless Hits, WRJN, where we are proud to be a sponsor of the Racine County Traffic Safety Commission's Stay Safe Racine County campaign. Every month, we're going to help promote expert guidelines for staying safe on our roads and our waterways. This month's aim is to promote safety on the water. You can check it out at racinecounty.com/staying safe.
Side sight. They don't bark and they don't bite. They keep things loose, they keep things alive. Every border was dancing in the moonlight.
Dancing in the moonlight. Everybody's green and warm and bright. It's such a fine and natural sight. Everybody's dancing in the moonlight.
We like our fun and we never fight. You can't dance and stay uptight. It's supernatural delight. Every border was dancing.
News, Timeless Hits, WRJN. It's King Harvest and Dancing in the Moonlight. Paul Harvey's back on the air with us. The late Paul Harvey has archived episodes of the rest of the story. And you can hear him mornings at 7:25 with Don Rosen, middays with Dan Marcus at 12:05. It's brought to you in part by Racine Disc Center, online at racinedisccenter.com, or visit their clinic on Rapids Drive just east of Gulf Avenue. And if you miss a Paul Harvey episode on the air, you can find the weekly shows online at WRJN.com.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. Happy 8 Collectibles, with showrooms on the lower level of Southridge Mall and near Entrance G at Gurney Mills. Discover a treasure trove of toys, comics, and everything in between. Action figures, pro wrestling merch, sports memorabilia, great Easter gifts with their own uniquely sweet charm. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $40 gift certificates for just $12. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Something big is happening at Racine Riverside Marine. It's the 2025 Spring Launch and Open House event, Saturday, May 3rd, starting at 10 a.m. with Smith Nelson Project playing from 6 to 9 p.m. Pico's Food Truck will serve up delicious food, while free ice-cold beer and soda will keep the good vibes flowing. Win raffle prizes and get out on the water in a Robalo test boat ride. New vibe, new theme, same legendary marina. Stop by Racine Riverside Marine at 950 Erie Street for all your boating needs and launch into spring the right way.
Hi, this is Mike at your CBD store in Racine. We're excited to introduce Nero Water Soluble CBD, the innovative way to experience faster, more effective relief for managing stress, pain, neurological issues, or just want to boost your overall wellness. Nero Water Soluble CBD absorbs quickly, delivers results within 5 to 10 minutes. We offer expert advice, friendly service, and a full range of high-quality CBD products. Your CBD store, Racine. Wellness that works. On the corner of 31 and Spring Street. Let us help change your life one drop at a time.
Home Harbor, Racine's premier assisted living community, is where luxury comfort and compassionate care create a perfect place to call home. From fine dining to personal care assistance, Home Harbor has everything you need. With 24-hour secure entrances, peace of mind is always part of the package. Take advantage of their special offer going on now. 1 month free or up to $1,000 off first month's rent. Come see why Home Harbor is the best choice for assisted living. Stop by 1600 Ohio Street for a tour or visit homeharborracine.com.
Do you believe in magic in a young girl's heart? How the music can free her whenever it starts, and it's magic if the music is grooving and makes you feel happy like an old time.
years, WRJN has brought you local news and now Timeless Hits 2. Coming up, CBS News at 5, and of course, it's the 5 o'clock class reunion. Three great songs, one great year, today featuring the class of 1963. It's all coming up on WRJN.
News and timeless hits. WRJN.
When I see her coming down the street, I get so shaky and I feel so weak. I tell my eyes look the other way, but they don't seem to hear a word I say, and I go to pieces and I wanna hide. And I almost die every time my baby passes by. I tell my arms they'll hold someone new, another love that will be true. But they don't listen, they don't seem to care. They reach for her, but she's not there. And I and I wanna hide, go to pieces, and I almost die every time my
passes by. I remember what she said when she said goodbye, baby. We'll meet again soon, maybe. But until we do, all my best to you. I'm so lonely, think about her only. I go to places we used to go, but I know she'll never show. She hurt me so much inside. Now I hope she's satisfied. And I go to pieces and I wanna hide. Go to pieces and I almost die every time my baby passes by. Go to pieces and I cry every time my baby passes by.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammy McCormick. Senator Chris Van Hollen is back in the U.S. after traveling to El Salvador to meet with a man mistakenly deported there.
He said he felt very sad about being in a prison because he had not committed any crimes.
Van Hollen said he was initially blocked by police from traveling to the notorious prison where Abrego Garcia was being held, but that meeting later happened, and Van Hollen learned Abrego Garcia had been moved to a different prison.
But he said despite the better conditions, he still has no access to any news from the outside world and no ability to communicate with anybody in the outside world. His conversation with me was the first communication he'd had with anybody outside of prison since he was abducted.
Earlier, President Trump was asked about Van Hollen's visit.
Yeah, look, he's a fake. I know him. I know them all. They're all fake. And they have no interest in that prisoner. That prisoner's record is unbelievably bad.
Trump also said he agreed with his Secretary of State that there needs to be some movement on ending the war in Ukraine soon.
If for some reason one of the two parties makes it very difficult, we're just going to say you're foolish, you're fools, you're horrible people, and we're going to just take a pass. But hopefully we won't have to do that.
A website Americans once went to for information on COVID vaccines and tests is a different site these days, as Linda Kenyon reports.
The COVID.gov website shows a photo of President Trump walking between letters that spell out lab leak. Under the White House heading, it declares